With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Sagebrush grasslands in southwest Montana have been disappearing for decades, putting ranchers and wildlife in jeopardy. A project is aiming to reverse this trend and engage a local workforce left in limbo by the novel coronavirus. In the Sweetwater Hills, southeast of Dillon, Sean Claffey drives his pickup truck on a rutted dirt road through sagebrush steppe.
Here's some cows.
He points out islands of curled-leaf mountain mahogany, galleries of cottonwood and willows in the drainages, all evidence of a healthy sagebrush ecosystem.
There's 13 different species of sagebrush in just Beaverhead County alone, and they all have their own little niche. So the diversity within our sagebrush rangelands is pretty incredible if you zoom in and take a hard look at it.
But there's something here that's threatening that diversity, Rocky Mountain juniper.
All those trees we're looking at, if you look at a photo from 1953, which we have, 98% of those trees are not there.
Rocky Mountain juniper is native to Montana, but a century of active wildfire suppression has allowed it and Douglas fir to expand from Rocky Mountain slopes into sagebrush grasslands. This conifer encroachment has affected 500,000 acres across Beaverhead and Madison counties since the early 1950s alone.
Conifer expansion is a subject that might not be all that well understood to folks, but it affects everyone, whether you fish, ranch, hunt, recreate. It affects fire, fire intensity as well.
Claffey coordinates projects to push back on conifer expansion and protect remaining sagebrush habitat on private and public land. The work is part of the Southwest Montana Sagebrush Partnership, which formed in 2018 and is made up of state and federal agencies, three watershed groups, and the Nature Conservancy. So far, it's removed conifers from 9,000 acres and plans to complete another 5,000 acres this season. Claffey says conifers suck a lot of moisture out of the ground, whereas sagebrush thrive in drier conditions and help connect mountain snowpack to streams and rivers.
If you talk to any rancher out here about their springs and their pastures and how they've dried up as they've seen the trees increase and how they see their spring outflows come back when the trees are removed, they don't have any doubt that removing these trees has a direct effect on how much water is available.
We're also standing in critical habitat for more than 350 wildlife species, including sage grouse, its core winter range for pronghorn and mule deer. But Claffey says juniper is edging out a lot of the plants, like the protein-rich mountain mahogany these animals rely on.
What we're looking at here is you got half of this mahogany is completely dead, and that's due to this juniper growing right next door, shading it out.
A small crew has been using chainsaws and loppers to cut down 4 to 5 foot high conifers at this nearly 90-acre site. Normally this time of year, Justin Hartman would be out on the water, not hacking his way through juniper. He and his wife run Tightline Adventures, a fly fishing outfitting company in Dillon. When the state required all non-essential businesses to close mid-March to reduce the spread of the novel coronavirus, Hartman says Sean Claffey thought about the out-of-work guides and outfitters.
And so he called me and said, hey, there's an opportunity out here for guides to work before you guys get back on the river. If you're interested, you know, let me know. And so I started talking to him about it and said, hey, we'd rather go out and work and let's see what it takes.
He says the restoration work is something he'll be able to mix into his guiding to fill in gaps if fewer people book fly fishing trips. In the past, contracts for this type of work typically went to a crew out of Oregon, but that wasn't an option this year with travel restrictions due to COVID-19. Tim Egan, manager of the DNRC Dillon unit, says the agency managed to contract a crew of 4 people from the area.
It was a heavy lift to get this done because people were concerned about keeping workers safe and that kind of thing. So we went through the Beaverhead County Health Department, made sure we followed the guidelines that they had set up, and then we had to pass it to DNRC upper management to make sure that they were fine with it and they were in full support.
The Southwest Montana Partnership plans to work with more local crews later this month. Egan says there's a lot of interest from local guides and outfitters, but figuring out insurance and workmen's compensation have created some hurdles. He and Sean Claffey say there are a lot of benefits to building a local workforce for these types of conservation projects and hope to maintain that after COVID-19. Justin Hartman of Tightline Adventures says he's hunted in this area before, but he's learned more about the ecology and the purpose of this work since joining a crew.
You'd see all these trees that were cut and just left there, and I never knew what it was, and I never did look into it. I just couldn't quite figure it out. And so doing this work, we've learned a lot more about stewardship and why it's happening.
I reported this story while wearing a mask and disinfected my equipment between speaking to people. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.